The Huddle with New Zealand Sotheby's International Realty. Unparalleled reach and results.
On The Huddle with us this evening, we've got Paddy Gower, TV3 journalist, and Phil O'Reilly, Iron Duke Partners. Hello, you two.
Hello.
How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm very well, thank you, Paddy. Are you on the Job Seeker benefit? What's the deal?
Well, what happened to that art? Was there an artist's dole or something? Is there a sort of journalist version of that? But I'm not going to Stuff. You would have seen a lot of people from TV3 today went over to Stuff, and Ryan Bridge, my good friend, brilliant broadcaster, has come in here. My phone is not ringing. Stuff have told me to get stuffed. NZME have told me to get stuffed as well after I said get stuffed on Newstalk ZB.
I said to you, we have a producer's job for you, but you don't want to relocate from Wellington to Auckland permanently.
To work with you.
to work with me. You do not want to do.
I just saw Barry outside. I don't know if that's the best advertisement for getting too close to you, Heather.
Jeez, that's rough. You deserve everything you're getting.
No, he looks fantastic.
Hey, Phil, what do you reckon about Carmel Cipollone going on Celebrity Treasure Island?
Well, just before I start that, Paddy, there's always a job at Iron Duke Partners, mate. There's a junior researcher's job waiting for you, buddy.
Mate,
you just turn up.
Do you know what, Paddy? That's not bad. He's got a Central City office and he drinks heaps
exactly.
of good whiskey.
Yeah. Well, right. the
exactly
Central
right.
City office sounds good.
Oh, you don't drink anymore.
He'll have to get the kombucha, make
yes,
room
right.
for the kombucha on the shelf down there, Phil.
Beautiful. Now, listen, Carmel Cipollone, I've got no problem with her doing it, no problem in terms of that. Taking time away on pay, blah, blah. Whatever you do on your holidays, over to you. My concern is, what was she thinking? I mean, I have a great deal of time for Carmel. I think she's a very good MP. I think she was a good minister. What's she doing kind of getting a brand into this sort of cavorting about with others on some sort of reality show? I mean, I just don't understand why any politician...
It worked well, Phil.
It worked
well. Yeah, it worked well for David Seymour just because you get the name recognition.
You sure, though? I mean, he danced like a goose, let's face it. And I just don't see how it works for people. I've no problem with her doing it in terms of the public purse. The question is it the best use of her time? Does she look like a minister in waiting doing that stuff?
What do you reckon, Paddy?
I think, actually, good on her, and I'll tell you why. Because, as I said last time, I think a lot of our MPs actually don't do that much, and at least she's doing something. A lot of others would have been actually at the beach or on some kind of Treasure Island having some extended holiday. That's why I have consistently, in my appearances on The Huddle, pushed for MPs to wear body cameras during any breakaway from Parliament so that the New Zealand taxpayer can be onto it. So, Carmel, actually, she was probably doing more than a lot of them. And, you know, I think it's more beneficial what she's doing. At least she isn't double-dipping like this other chap.
Hey, Jamie Arbuckle.
He's on the council and working in Parliament at once. Now, if that doesn't tell you, these people need permanent body cameras, every 120 of them, what does? The guy's got two jobs on the public purse.
Did you see, though, Paddy, that he did quit? That. He's quitting the council job. Well, he's giving his salary to charity.
Yeah, and I think the Prime Minister
is giving. There's also a conflict of interest
salary.
Here as well, let's face it. You know, there's
yes,
conflict
it is actually
too.
Serious.
He shouldn't be on those two bodies. I mean, that's as bad as anything.
Yeah, it's very serious. So in the scale of sort of offences, and I must admit, I had David Seymour texting me saying I'm at work, you know, after I said about body cameras last time. Grant McCullum from up in Northland was texting me at 5 a.m. saying, I'm leaving, here I go, I'm off to work and all this sort of thing, goody two shoes. But get the body cameras on all 120 of them now.
Yeah, okay. You know what? The more and more I hear about what they're up to with their time, the more I like the idea. All right, we'll take a break with you guys. Quarter two.
The Huddle with New Zealand Sotheby's International Realty. Exceptional marketing for every property.
Back on The Huddle with Phil O'Reilly and Paddy Gower. Phil, what do you make of that stuff up in the post-cabinet press conference yesterday by Mark Mitchell? How bad was it?
Oh, look, it's one of those learning experiences. What they've got to sort out, actually, is some of their press staff and some of the support staff for those ministers. They should be absolutely big. Now, maybe Mark just made a mistake there, but I also looked at Melissa Lee and kind of cringed about some of the hard times she went through and just didn't do a great job because I don't think she was being well advised as well as well trained. Mm. So they've just got to get on with that. But look, good on Mark for turning up just a minute ago and owning it and having a laugh about it and saying, well, he's got to do better. But you can't keep on doing that. You can't keep on making those mistakes because you get a reputation for making mistakes. And the media is going to pick up on that, as they did, rightly so. So he's just going to get better. But you know, this is a learning experience. If it's the last mistake he makes as a politician, then good for him. But of course, he'll make others.
Yeah, I hope the Prime Minister wasn't listening to Mark Mitchell on there before because he did a brilliant job of staying on message and promoting my charity ride coming up on Friday. So if the Prime Minister's into that, he should have him back into the ninth floor office and say, you can promote Paddy Gower perfectly, you know.
But not your prison announcement
for me, the Prime Minister. So I hope the Prime Minister doesn't hear that. The other thing is, Phil is right. Okay, look, it's the behind-the-scenes people, and they've got an army of them that should basically give them a script that they read out and rehearse, okay? And it's, you know, and if he had that script, then he really has stuffed up. And that may be the case as well here, Phil, that he was given a decent script and he ignored it. But, you know, Christopher Luxon, I was on TikTok today. You know, look, I'm approaching this journalist doll or artist doll or whatever, so I'm spending a lot of time, you know, got to get the dopamine up. How many people are working on Christopher Luxon's TikTok? Because he should take someone...
11?
I don't know, but he's all over this thing. I saw him on there talking about Jake Paul today, and he should take one of his TikTok people off and put them on errant ministers. Say, okay, enough TikToking. You guys go and get your heads around the Melissa Lees, the Mark Mitchells of this world, and mark my words, if there's been two of them like that, there will be more, and start doing some babysitting. Stop running my TikTok and start babysitting some of these ministers.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. Hey, I feel, Phil, like the Greens are stuffing up the Julianne Genta thing by apparently not taking this seriously enough. What do you think?
Exactly, and because Julianne's quite a senior member, right? So some of the others more junior and can be kind of jettisoned. They can't. They're going to struggle to jettison Julianne. That's cutting at the muscle in terms of their caucus now.
Mm.
And the fact that they've done this kind of quite defensive thing by saying, "Well, look, she was due to be in the Chathams. Really, she was due to be in the most isolated part of New Zealand." Well, gee, that's good luck. Fantastic. Now you go up there, Julianne. It was well planned, and off you go. Blah blah blah. But you know what they should have done is said that she's going to cancel her trip. She's going to go and talk to the people that she's theoretically or allegedly insulted and so on. And she's going to make it right. And she's going to turn up and say something about it and apologise and move on. Now, that's what would have been sensible. What's now happened is, of course, the story carries on for the next week. And there'll be another regurgitating of all of this in a week's time or 2 weeks, because she's now going to go off to the Marshall Islands, no doubt, or Antarctica or Scott Base or something will carry on. She's just going to get on, front it, apologise if she thinks that's what she wants. This kind of... This playing around just makes the story move further and further down the track and gets you people, you know, gets you guys in the journalistic endeavour asking her again when she does come back.
Absolutely.
Patty, you'll be out at the airport, won't you, waiting for her to come back?
However she's going to get back from the Chathams. But remember, the Chathams are part of the Rongotai electorate. So
it's plausible.
Well, it's vaguely plausible. She probably just remembered. She would have been like, what do I do? You know, the Junos are camped outside my place. Where do I go? I can't go around Wellington. Oh, the Chathams!
Is her goose cooked? Like, I'm never going to take her seriously again.
The key words that I just said there were Rongotai electorate. She has a seat. The Greens can't do nothing
They can't force.
They can't get her out of Parliament. They can get her out of the party. That would be incredibly
messy. But they can hide her, like Labour had Phil Stoner Twyford for ages.
And they will hide her. And they know also that their people will not allow, you know, a sort of lynching of her, as they would call it, a lynching. Their people, their core voters, will back Julianne.
Yeah.
It's that simple.
Okay, Paddy, I've got 10 seconds. Paddy is doing a 235K bike ride from Queenstown to Invercargill on Friday to raise money, and it's pretty much downhill the whole way.
It's not downhill at all. There's a devil's staircase. And actually, if you're following the news on Newstalk ZB, there is a polar blast coming from the West Antarctic ice sheet.
So you'll be wearing a very warm lycra?
I'll be wearing very warm lycra. So anyone in coffee shops between Queenstown and Invercargill, it does take in the main tourist route to Tiano, get out of the way, because Paddy G's coming through in a southerly, and it's not going to look good. No lycra can stop the kind of shrinkage that I'm going to be getting.
Oh my goodness. Oh Lord, okay. Thank you very much, both of you. Oh no, Paddy Gower, TV3 journalist, Phil O'Reilly, Iron Duke partners. Sorry to the kids.
For more from Heather Duplessis Allen Drive, listen live to Newstalk ZB from 4 p.m. weekdays, or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.